Philip K. Dick wrote 45 novels and more than 100 short stories, almost all science fiction. He died in 1982, a few months before the opening of Blade Runner, the first movie based on his fiction. There have been 6 more movies since then, including Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Steven Spielberg's Minority Report. The latest is John Woo's Paycheck, opening Christmas Day. Pat Dowell reports on the life and afterlife of a writer whose ideas continue to fascinate filmmakers.
Philip K. Dick once described himself as a fictionalizing philosopher, not a novelist. Indeed, just this week, his name turned up in an article on the Lost Gospels of Jesus in Time magazine. But it's Dick's storytelling that hooks readers and moviegoers, says Dean Georgaris, who wrote the screenplay for Paycheck.
It's impossible not to be aware of him if you work in the film business, because he's had such an influence on the way we think about science fiction. What Dick does better than anyone is he finds ways to take technology and use it ultimately to explore humanity.
Paycheck is based on Dick's 1953 short story about a man whose work is so confidential that he agrees to have his memory of it erased. So in the movie, Ben Affleck tells his friend he can't recall why he exchanged his paycheck of millions for an envelope of trinkets, a key, a ticket, and so on.
I gave up that money just to make sure that I would pay attention to these items.
Why?
Because I know what you'd spend $500 billion to see. Future.
If Philip K. Dick could have seen his future, he'd have been delighted and surprised by his current literary status and publishing success. During his lifetime, he got a little respect and a lot less money, as he told an interviewer for the science fiction radio show Hour 25 in 1977.
One time, 4 guys from the 7-Eleven showed up at the front door with $285 worth of bad checks I'd written to the 7-Eleven. They said, "You got till 5 o'clock to make them good, or you're going to the DA's office." They said, "You're going to get in the car now, and we're going to ride around till 5 o'clock." And we did. And I borrowed it from my insurance agent. That's the life of the writer. Does that give you an insight? I'm laughing now. I wasn't laughing that day.
Dick's books always sold better abroad than at home, but there's been a steady rise in sales everywhere over the last 25 years, usually given a nice little nudge whenever a movie based on his work appears. Film rights to 6 more novels and 4 more short stories have been bought or optioned, according to his 3 children who manage his literary estate. Philip K. Dick was married and divorced 5 times. His daughter Issa, short for Isolde, has early memories of the family at home.
Of him sitting in his chair, listening to classical music and taking his snuff, his Dean Swift snuff, and petting the cats, and just very contemplative.
This is not the Philip Dick of legend, who's more paranoid than pensive and prone to inexplicable obsessions. Issa says he was crippled by phobias and deep depressions, but there were also periods of tumultuous energy, sometimes fueled by amphetamines.
When he was writing Do Enter His Dream of Electric Sheep,
the novel that became Blade Runner,
he would just go days and days and days with very little sleep and work, and then come in the wee hours, and my mom actually has told me that he would come in speaking like some of the characters.
Living in two realities is often the plight of Dick's characters. His work is also praised for its intense skepticism about all kinds of authority, including that of our 5 senses. Greg Rickman has written 3 books on Philip K. Dick, including the biography To the High Castle.
He was interested in the process of living, how we live in insufferable society.
Inspired in part by Cold War America, Dick initially tried to sell that theme in literary novels in the early 1950s, but publishers turned him down, says Rickman. That's when Philip K. Dick turned to science fiction.
His literary novels were about clerks, and they were about businessmen. They were about people who weren't in with the New York literary establishment of the time. And using these same characters in science fiction novels, he has characters who are clerks and businessmen confronting the rubble of an imagined apocalypse and trying to rebuild some sort of semblance of living out of that apocalypse. And those work. That worked within the genre.
Rickman says it's the more complex ideas that attracted film directors such as Spielberg, Ridley Scott, and Paul Verhoeven. Verhoeven had only vaguely heard of Philip K. Dick in the late 1980s when he agreed to direct Total Recall. It was based on the 1966 short story We Can Remember It For You Wholesale, in which people can have the memory of a vacation implanted in their brains. After shooting, Verhoeven read more of Dick's stories.
I really like this kind of psychotic, schizophrenic, postmodern attitude of the writer. You know, postmodern was not the current word. Now it's basically everything is postmodern, I think. But the essence of that story was avoiding to give the audience the possibility to decide what was real and not real.
Verhoeven was also fascinated by what was real for Philip K. Dick, who experienced a religious vision in 1974. It became the basis for his last novels and an unpublished 8,000-page journal called The Exegesis. Dick's children have begun publishing it on the new official website. Philip K. Dick's cosmic quest exhausted him, his daughter Laura says, but he also kept sight of its comical absurdity, as in this letter he wrote to her.
I'm like a rat trying to get aboard a rat-proof ship. There is simply no way that rat is going to get aboard the ship, no matter how long he tries to figure the situation out. He is on a rope leading to the ship, but there is one of those rat guards that no rat can cross.
That determined rat is the very model of many Philip K. Dick heroes, modest fellows toiling away in a reality that, once you've got the perspective right, is revealed as a vast laboratory maze, or perhaps an alternate reality, or maybe heaven. Somewhere out there, Philip K. Dick celebrated his 75th birthday this week. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.